I say? Royal couple, what a perfect match. Oh, how nice, let's drink to that. The tweed cup is shocked by this cradle snatch. A dirty old man and a teenage brat. Lady Di, I hope you die. I will laugh, the patriots will cry. Prince Charming, you're going bald. You're an antique, you're fucking old. Royal couple, what a perfect match. Oh, how nice, let's drink to that. But we can't be shocked by this cradle snatch. A dirty old man and a teenage brat.
And welcome to Speed of History, show number 216. I started this week off with Out of Order doing the song Royal Wedding, a timely song. That is off of their 1981 album, Open Prisons. They were a German band with English members, I believe, but that's about all I know about them. But anyway, in that theme, I'm going to play in the next set four more songs that are, I guess, anti-royalist.
facts, and I was shocked and ashamed to discover how I'm the 18th pale descendant of someone with a other. Oh, has the world changed? The river changed. Oh, has the world changed? The river changed. Some man you're tough who peddles drugs. I swear to God, I swear I never even knew what drugs were. With a sponge and a rusty spanner. She said, I know you and you cannot sing. I said, that's nothing, you should hear me play piano. We can go for a walk where it's quiet and dry and talk about precious things. But when you're tied to your mother's apron, no one talks about castration. And law and poverty, oh, oh, we can go for a walk where it's quiet and dry and talk about precious things, but the rain that flattens my hair, oh, oh, the lies about make them she'll snatch your money. The queen is dead, boys, and it's so lonely on a limb. That's the pub that breaks your body, and the church, all they want is your money. The queen is dead, boys, and it's so lonely on a limb. We'll be right back.
So as I said, that was all songs that were anti-royalist, or at least could it be interpreted that way. I started off with The Exploited doing Royalty, which is off of their Punk's Not Dead album from 1981. Then I played Sex Pistols, of course, doing God Save the Queen, which is off of Never Mind the Bollocks from 1977. Then was The Smiths doing The Queen is Dead. That's the one that's open to some interpretation there, even though Morrissey just recently came out very anti-royalist, so you know he is. Anyway, that was off of the 1986 album of the same name. And then finally, I played The Kids, a Belgian band, not quite fitting, but probably the best, at least most explicit, anti-royal song. That was No Monarchy, which was a 1978 single. So next set is kind of random. I'll explain after I'm done.
Like nuking a rock on a crucifier. Just once more, join the new church.
Yeah.
So I started that one off with the X-Ray Specs doing Germ-Free Adolescence, which was off of their 1978 self-titled album, and I played that because, unfortunately, polystyrene died just this past week, and that's an amazing album filled with great songs, but I think that one may be my favorite off of it, just with that strange lilting quality to it. Anyway, next I played The Lords of the New Church doing New Church, which is the opener off of their 1982 self-titled album. That is a band I'd completely forgotten about somehow. I mean, I used to listen to them a lot, but just slipped my mind until I was reminded of them again just this past week. For those of you who don't know, that was Steve Bader's and members of the Damn Sham 69 and the Barracudas, kind of a punk supergroup. I then played another Steve Bader's band. It was the Wanderers. It was two songs, but one was just the intro. Fanfare for 1984, Into No Dreams. That's off of their 1981 Only Lovers Left Alive album, and that is Steve and people from Sham 69 again. And then I played another post-band. It was Empire doing Hot Seat, which was a 1981 debut single, and that was Generation X after Billy Idol set off on his own. So next set, I guess it's getting a little more new wave, post-punk, that kind of stuff.
I've got to go home, I've been so alone. from the ocean to this dead mind, dark and deep, to the garden of desire. And church doorways locked in hallways to caress the churning, burning fire, fire, fire. I was born with the instinct of a lizard at the heart of my brain. I lived in a doll's house, Papa worked at a place for the insane. The ugly and distorted.
So I started that one off with New Order doing Love Vigilantes, which is the opener off their 1985 album Low Life, which is, for some reason, New Order has been a band I've been listening to a ton recently, and I was really enjoying that song, so I thought I'd play it. Next, I played a band that I thought I'd played in a previous show, but I looked up, and it doesn't look like I had. A band I just discovered last year. It was Iron Curtain doing the song The Condos, which is off of a 1981 self-titled album. I then played another post-members of band. It's Car Crash International doing The Whip, and they featured people from all sorts of bands, but notably like Sex Gang Children and what else? Christian Death. I was slipping my mind there for a second. But a whole bunch of other bands, too, had members that went into that at some point. And then finally I played a new song, Ice Age, doing Collapse, which was from an album that just came out this year called New Brigade, and they kind of fit in there. So next set I'm going to start off with something new and go on from there.
Peace of mind.
So I started that one off with Foreign Objects doing A Kind of Life, which is a title track off of their brand new EP. I then played another band that's, I think, still around. I think they reformed or something. But anyway, this was from a 2009 EP. It was Nuclear Family doing Doublespeak. And since they always remind me of the Avengers, I played the Avengers next. And that is The American in Me, which was off of 1979 self-titled EP, I believe. And then finally, I played the Fastbacks doing In America from a 1991 album of the same name. Thanks for listening. I don't know when I'll do another show. My busy time at work is coming to an end, so hopefully I will be able to crank these out a little more frequently, but I'm not promising anything. I know I say this every week, but whatever. I'm at close with another band that I've been listening to nonstop the last 2 weeks for some reason. It's a Jesus and Mary Chain doing Upside Down, which was off of a 1984 EP of the same name. Thanks and goodbye.
Doesn't matter to me. Oh, you can't see.